Welcome, all you Plus Two Comedy Modifiers, to another episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, as always, TV's Noah Houlihan. And before we get to our fantastic episode with Mr. Andrew Fox, I have to apologize again. This should have been the Shane Costellos episode, but yet again, I broke it. Things are bad, okay? So, I accidentally recorded it incorrectly. You can't hear Shane, you can't hear Will. So, another one for the lost episodes. Sorry, gang. Also, I gotta tell you about some upcoming shows. Next weekend, well, not really the weekend, I'm talking about July 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, we will be at DexCon at the Morristown Hyatt in Morristown, New Jersey. You just heard my cell phone go off. Please come and see us. We will be doing At Midnight. We will be doing a pun competition. We will be doing our brand new LARP version of the Twit of the Year competition. And we will be doing two versions of Game the Gamer. That's right, we are going to be doing a solo and a co-op version of Game the Gamer. Also, speaking of Game the Gamer, the Kickstarter is still live. And this episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast is brought to you by the Kickstarter for Game the Gamer. Please click the link below. Check out the pilot, check out the Kickstarter, share, and donate. We are not nearly as much on track as we wish to be for Game the Gamer. We really want to make this show a reality for you with a Plus Two Comedy Modifier, so please consider donating, even if it's just a dollar. And now, without any further ado, take it away, Kirby Crackle.
Who's ready for a podcast?
You don't have to be low energy just because there's no speaker.
Yeah, I might. This podcast is super falling apart. I don't know.
It just started.
But I forgot the speaker, so we're just in a store doing a podcast. And people are looking at us like it's weird.
It is weird.
I'm lying. No one's looking at us.
No one cares.
This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast coming to you live from Gamers Vault. That's 175 Route 70 in Medford, New Jersey. I'm your host, as always, TV's Noah Houlihan. And I am joined by the Magikarp to my Gyarados, Mr. Will Liam. How you doing, Will?
You're so out of energy. It's really disturbing.
I don't know what... it's. The room's already quiet.
Yeah, there's way less people than normal on a
and
Thursday.
I don't know if I'm talking any quieter than I usually do, or if it's just because there's usually a speaker.
I don't like any of this.
Good. Glad to have you. Our guest this week is a stand-up comedian. He is also the host of The Crapulent, or co-host. There's like nine.
That's yours.
It's dwindling. Pretty much just me now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Has hostily taken over the Crapulent. He's also a father. Please give it up, please, for Andrew Fox.
Oh, thank you. Please sit down.
All right, they've said.
You're a father?
Yeah, I got two kids.
Two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is extremely crazy.
Yeah. We don't have a speaker, so we can get into it.
He's
right
away. Be,
but, yeah, Andrew Fox, best at sex.
Yeah. Two
yeah,
times
at
I
least
did
twice,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Are you two for two?
Yeah. 100%
nice.
Success rate. It's pretty cool.
It's a shame that isn't a joke.
What's that? Yeah, I know. Very religious.
I would have guessed that you were 19.
19? I had my son when I was 20.
All right.
I'm 28.
See, so your son's
he's going to be
8 old.
In August, yeah.
Math.
Is your son good at math?
He's way better than me. Well, he's got that new math now. You know about the
new
math?
That new math that makes no sense.
Yeah.
He has to learn new math?
No, it's the regular math.
He's doing regular math.
Yeah, Cherry Hill, baby.
He's not doing like the weird
But they make him do like 40 in a minute. Like that's like time math.
Oh, the fast facts thing?
Yeah.
Like old school? I'm
yeah.
I'm pro that.
It stresses him out.
Good.
He's more of a literature man. He does not like math. But he's still better than me.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So we like to start with an icebreaker question.
Okay.
This icebreaker question was brought to you by modifier Jeff, and he would like to know, if you were seated on an airplane, next to John Cena.
Uh-huh.
And he farted. Would you call him out on it?
Of course I would.
How would you know where he is?
What's that?
No.
How would I know where he is? He's sitting next to me.
Okay.
Is that a trick question?
It's a John Cena joke.
Oh.
You can't see him.
You can't see him.
The thing I got going for me is I have no idea who he is.
Nice.
So he's just some large man that's seated next to
he's
you.
He's probably taking up a lot of space being a triangle shape like he is.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? You got to stand up for yourself, you know?
That's true.
I don't take that. You know, I'm a man of integrity and grace.
Do you legitimately not know who John Cena is?
I know of him. I know he's a big guy.
All right.
He had a cameo at the end of Daddy's Home.
Yeah, he's in Daddy's Home?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of the spoiler.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
John Cena is Kaiser Soze.
I bet half your audience was getting ready to watch that right after listening to this. Yeah.
He's a supporting role in Trainwreck.
Trainwreck?
Yeah.
With Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke?
No, that's
Training Day.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, I thought that was Unstoppable.
No,
that's Chris Pine and Denzel Washington.
Oh. You're thinking of Bill Hader.
No, he's on SNL. Well, he was on SNL.
John Cena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's true, too, actually.
He hosted recently?
Is he in the Five-Timers Club?
I don't think
so. No.
He's in the One-Timers Club.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
I'm in the One-Timers Club here.
Yeah, that's true. Nice. Yeah. That's true.
That was really exciting. Thank you so much.
You get to leave with your own kid.
Wow. I would love a third.
Would you?
No.
How do you feel about the first two?
First two, they've grown on me.
Good.
It took some time.
Yeah. It took a while, especially the first one.
Yeah, no good?
There was an adjustment period?
There was You know, I was used to be a free Roman man, you know? To get, like, hammered down, it's rough.
Is that the term?
Yeah.
No.
I just made it down,
you know? It's a new term.
Oh, all right. You're trailblazing?
Yeah, I'm trying it for this podcast, and I think it's working.
I dig it.
Thank you so much.
I just thought of a great Overwatch joke, and I'm not going to say it because nobody's going to get it.
Nah, say it.
Nah, just tweet at Will Liam.
Come on, say it. Do it.
Please.
So when Reinhard hammers down, everybody gets pregnant.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Because that's his ultimate ability, Noah.
Oh, no kidding.
So I have some beef, though.
Beef.
I was listening to the Ramon episode in preparation for this.
Oh, okay.
And you were talking to him about the crapulent. And you're like, oh, who's on the crapulent? He's like, well, it's me.
This is
and Derek
already the best Ramon impression.
Off, that is an amazing Ramon impression.
I've been with him for going on 3 years now. So.
Yeah.
Did he father your children?
He may have. One's really kind of gangly and weird and red.
Small, very small.
But he listed the cast of Crapulet. He said himself,
Keep
Derek,
doing
and Marcus.
Keep doing it as Ramon, please.
Really?
No, me.
What? How long have you been on the show?
Longer than him.
Yeah, what? From the beginning.
Maybe you think he's trying to push you out?
I think he is.
Because I remember, and Ramon's not going to listen to this. What I remember is being told, because I was like an early guest of the Crapulent.
Yeah.
Was open door policy, anytime you want to stop by and just kind of hang out, you're more than welcome.
Uh-huh.
And Ramon just did that every week
until
he was a staple.
Exactly. He was there since the beginning, but he didn't get on mic till like the third or fourth show.
Had to earn his way up.
Yeah.
So he's like those Lord of the Rings fans that just hung out and then ended up being in charge of catering
style. He does bring in delicious snacks.
Does he?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's why I thought of it, because he's a hobbit.
Every
like.
Week he brought a phone book, and on the fourth week he was actually tall enough to reach the microphone.
That's what it took, yeah.
I love Ramon short jokes.
Yeah.
I love any short jokes.
Let's
like
keep laying into them.
Picking on short people.
Well, when you're a Goliath.
Yeah, what are they going to I'm all the way up here.
What are they going to do?
They can't do
anything. Down there.
So, Fox, you are a stand-up comedian.
Yes, the loosest sense.
what do you mean?
I do three open mics in South Jersey.
Yeah,
I don't get on a lot of things.
A week?
Yeah, three a week.
That's a good run.
Yeah, I do one a week.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
That's right. But, yeah.
How many more do you think would make you a full stand-up
comedian? I need to do, like, five a night in New York City, baby.
You know what I mean? No, thanks.
No? You want to know how to do that? I don't have the money or the energy.
Or the living
imagine.
In New York.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. They ruined everything.
The last time I did an open mic in New York, it was like it ran from 4:30 to 6:30, so no one was there.
Yeah, everything was like mid afternoon.
Yep, and you had to pay $5.
It was $5, and I went on dead last.
Yep. Hey, but I did pretty well for the comics that I didn't know in a weird basement.
Yeah,
yeah.
We might have done the same mic.
Yeah, we. I
was it a Buddha? Just,
no, it was something the world.
The World.
That wasn't it? That's the last one I did. It had the title The World in it. It was not The World Stage.
The World was the name of the WWE.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Was it there?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Was the Big Show there?
Yeah, he was hosting.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It doesn't even matter if you do good or not if you don't network, which I didn't. So no. It was just a waste of time.
Yeah.
No. Yep.
That is the thing I'm the worst at.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to bother people.
I have a crippling social anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think and this might sound like I'm full of myself, that people think I'm really busy and thus never ask me to do shows. Or I'm just terrible. It's definitely one of the two, though. Mm-hmm.
It's probably just because I hide in a fucking corner. It takes me, like, months to warm up to people.
Now, I know we don't have a speaker.
Yeah.
You're swearing.
Still no swearing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just imagine your children are here.
That's the bad one.
I am a pirate. Did I say... I didn't even catch it.
Yeah, it was so natural.
Yeah.
I'm an awful man. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll go.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us here.
It's Ramon Bender, everybody.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, the crappy load. It's me and Marcus and Derek and nobody else.
Well, tell us more about the crappy load.
Oh, the crapulent.
Yeah, what exactly is the crapulent that you apparently do?
Most nights, it's a free-for-all discussion of a specific topic. Like last week, we did wrestling.
What?
Without Derek, which was fun. Because you know
I'm
he was
coming on the show this Sunday.
Well, we had Corey Castle on.
Oh, you had Corey on? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, acceptable.
So that was
You
cool.
should have made him talk about like Broadway shows.
We should have.
Yeah.
No, you talk about wrestling, person in the audience.
Then we also have weird finales and Christmas specials.
Yeah, the finales are very strange.
Which are scripted.
Yeah, the last one I listened to, you murdered a man.
Yeah, I think I got murdered. Oh, yeah, that was our first season finale. I murdered Gary Witt, who was playing Marcus's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun.
We should have holiday specials.
I've always wanted to do
special. On the radio show.
Yeah, we used to do lots of holiday specials.
Yeah, our Christmas special.
So we're probably going to take your idea.
Yeah, go
now.
For
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, no problem. Our Christmas special this year, we are being chased throughout Chicago by Donald Trump. And we fall upon a glowing orb that turns out to be a time machine.
Oh.
And we go to the 9 months before the birth of Christ, and I sleep with Mary, with a lot of Back to the Future references. So that was fun.
Do you impregnate her?
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm the father of Christ. It wasn't blasphemous at all.
Yeah, well, that's. I wanted to make sure you guys were keeping the story
His
straight.
Name, we named him Jesus, and he's a good little guy.
Good.
But it was funny because, like, maybe a month ago, did you see Trump in Saudi Arabia holding a glowing orb?
Mm-hmm.
That was straight out of our Christmas special. It, like, blew my mind.
You think he's a listener?
Yeah.
Like, the... What's the guy in charge of Saudi Arabia called?
A sultan.
Is it king?
He's a sultan.
Are you sure? I think you're being racist.
Yeah, Aladdin. Have you seen Aladdin?
Yeah, what was Jasmine's dad's a sultan?
Yeah.
His name and title was Sultan.
Mr. Sultan?
Yeah.
That was a good career choice for him.
Sultan.
Sultan of Suede.
I don't think that's right.
Pretty sure.
Do you have any facts that...
What?
Can disprove this?
That he just said Sultan of Suede?
I think we should stop and watch Aladdin real quick.
Yeah, we'll come. All right, so yeah, break.
Take a break.
And we're back.
Okay.
Thanks for talking and
that
ruining
was actually
it.
Surprise. Oh, I ruined it. I'm ruining everything.
Now people won't believe
I'm
that we
cursing.
Left and watched Aladdin.
That was my gift.
Was Aladdin?
Yeah, VHS copy of Aladdin.
Oh.
That's the bag you brought's the wrong shape.
Oh, I wanted to trick you.
Well, you did a bad job by telling me that that's not what that
Son
is.
Son of a...
Oh, you can't say that word.
You can't say that either?
No.
It implies a curse word.
It does.
Which is just as
bad.
You
can say son of a.
Yeah.
You could be about to say gun.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, you can't mention guns.
Oh, yeah. In this climate?
Yeah. It's too hot. Yeah, man. Too hot to mention guns. Too hot for guns. Yeah.
They call it heat, packing heat.
Yeah, that's why they call it that.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm embarrassed.
All right, what's happening?
Andrew, how long have you been doing comedy? We got to ask you the two big questions.
It's also, I just hit my 5-year anniversary in April.
Really? I thought you'd been in it longer.
Nah, 5 years.
So you didn't start doing comedy until you had a 4-year-old?
Yeah, he was 3 and a half.
Okay.
And you were just 2 and a half.
I'm getting out of here to spend my nights in a basement.
Well, actually, I unfortunately, my in-laws just moved in, and this is why I've been hitting mics harder
in-laws,
than I ever
am
had.
Am I right?
Yeah, man. Especially when they live with you.
That does actually... They moved in with you?
Yes.
Or you moved in with them, and you're trying to make it sound better.
He tries to tell his friends that we moved in with him.
Huh.
Oh, so was it like...
So that's a power position for you.
You think.
But no, I just hide in my... I just cower in my room.
But it's your home.
It used to be. That's why I've been hitting mics harder than ever before. Like,
probably,
I was just going out.
Probably a bottle, too, huh?
I go out 3 times a week now. I used to go out, like, 3 times a year.
Yeah.
So I don't like to tell people I've been doing it 5 years because it...
Yeah, there's gaps.
There was years... There was months lost.
To children.
To children.
To children.
But now they have plenty of sitters. They don't even know that I'm gone half
the
time.
Yeah, they probably don't even know your name anymore.
Care. When I am home, I'm hiding in my room.
When you started coming around to High Note, I'd always put you on last because I knew you didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
And then I realized you would just stay.
Yeah, I would have stayed.
I could have just given you some good spots.
I thought I was just getting warmed up, you know?
Yeah.
I had to work my way up the ladder.
Yeah.
Who do you think's serving as a father figure to your children now?
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Not like, so not like a
she's
fictional...
She's the alpha male of the household?
She is.
Okay, that's good.
I hide in my room. My father-in-law hides outside.
Like
he doesn't get a room?
He used to hang out in our shed, but I turned that into my studio because I want to start a talk show. So now he's stuck outside.
Mark Maron style?
No, it's going to be more talk show. It's video format.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
The Andrew Fox Show. Coming soon.
I think it'd be a funny thing to have a father-in-law doddering about in the back of a talk show. Like,
but I never want to be in my shed
because like,
he's
trains together.
Sitting outside right in front of the shed now.
My guests this week are Seth Rogen and my crying in-law. Because apparently he didn't notice his wife had a haircut.
Yep.
My father figure was the Terminator from Terminator 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good father figure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really... Sarah Connor makes that clear, but yeah.
You kind of... Now that you say that, I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta
you come off as
Terminator
such.
Terminator 2-esque.
Yeah. You're like, face is melting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would lower myself into
Oh, Terminator 2 Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the T-1000, the T-100. I'm going to get... We're going to get emails.
Uh-oh.
Maybe the T-101? Ugh. Forget
Arnold.
My Terminator. Yeah, the Arnold Terminator.
The B-101.
Yeah.
No.
No. That's gone now. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's so weird.
I used to fall asleep to that every night.
Oh, that had all the hits.
Easy listening.
Soft rock classics.
This is probably
with
some
Delilah.
Sort of...
Oh, Delilah. Oh,
okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Good Lord, she was delightful. I'd call in all the time. I wish I still had her now in my current situation.
Yeah.
Because I
give
feel like
Delilah... Your in-laws.
Yeah. Delilah would have helped me through this.
See if sure she wants to do your show.
I will reach out to her people.
Yeah. I think her number used to be on a bus or something.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to have to find that bus.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I'm sure it's around here somewhere. So tell us more about the talk show.
My talk show?
Yeah.
It's
the first I'm hearing of this.
I actually got a cool backdrop. We'll have to show you after the show. And the Philly skyline. I do a fellowship.
Is it just the actual Philly
sorts?
Skyline because you're outside?
Yes, we live really... I live in Camden, right on the river, and it's a beautiful view. And I do this fellowship for this company called Humag TV.
Okay.
And he's going to try to get me on Philly Cam and Princeton TV. It's like a community
cool.
access channel.
No, I've been
channel.
On Philly Cam.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where we were?
Yeah, it's where we
nice,
were.
Nice.
And his platform, he's on Apple TV and Roku.
That's
and
pretty good.
And he's going to be... a whole streaming channel that's going to be in Europe and Africa and stuff.
Ooh, you're going to be big in Africa.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be like reverse Trevor Noah.
Yeah. I'm going to be big in South Africa. It's going to be crazy.
Solid.
So I've had a few writers' meetings. We've been tinkering around, but the echo is terrible in the shed, so I got a lot of technical work to fix first.
A lot of eggshells to put up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
You should put.
I got all these platforms waiting for me.
Put Dad in law to work.
Yeah. Well, he built actually the whole thing for me.
Well,
and
you
I kicked him out.
Less echo.
Yeah.
you jerk.
You dock his pay.
Yeah. He owes me more in rent now. So.
So, what type of talk show are we talking? Are we talking like a Tonight Show? Or are we talking like Eric Andre, Tom Green?
I want it to be as close to a traditional talk show as possible. I want to do like remotes and stuff.
Really?
House band?
Actually, when I was first a house band,
yeah, you're
a we house might band. Get a house band. Josh Carter's supposed to be my sidekick.
Of cool, course. That's a good choice.
Yeah. What's that?
Nothing. It's a dumb joke.
I'm sorry. And, actually, I did an escape the room for free on my birthday because we were going to film a remote there, and he wanted us to see how it worked first.
Gotcha.
And that was back in October, and then it took too long to build the studio, and I kind of let that go. But at least I got to do a free escape the room with Marcus and Brian Isley on my birthday, so that's pretty fun. Yeah.
Is this just a scam to do free stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Cool, I like that.
I got a show
like
that I'm working on.
Nice.
Working on an extreme sports show where we're going to do exactly that.
That's awesome.
Just like, I want to do this for free.
You don't do any extreme sports.
That's the point.
Okay.
Have I never told you about this new show?
It sounds like you're cutting me. You're really Ramon Bendering me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this great show. Will's not involved in it. But yeah, we were going to do an extreme sports show that was me, Chris Wilczewski, Ophidian the Cobra, and Shannon. I'm sorry, I forget your last name. Who's a snowboarder?
And Shannon the snowboarder?
Yeah, Shannon the snowboarder. And we were just going to compete, and my job was to be bad at it.
Okay.
So, and I'm
you're probably going to get hurt.
I know.
Sounds exciting.
All right.
That's my job.
That's awesome.
You have health insurance?
Yeah.
All right. Good, good. You going to have it in the future?
Maybe I'm going to cut this part of the podcast out.
Uh-oh.
Avid listeners, my insurance. He said unsure of which insurance he has.
Those guys.
Yeah. Those guys I'll talk to if I get hurt. This would be a terrible time to find out about insurance. So you're doing a traditional talk show.
Yeah.
Like straight up just the Tonight Show.
I'm going to try to. My biggest influence would probably be like old school Dave, like late night NBC Dave. I've been watching that a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where they used to show old Letterman on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to just watch it all the time. It was hilarious. It
used to be on E, and then they're like the short-lived network trio.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I see that the little logos when I'm watching on YouTube and stuff. But that's probably my biggest influence.
Yeah.
One other thing I kind of have planned is I'm friends with DJ Ready Red, who is a producer for the Ghetto Boys.
Okay.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
So, Damn, I Feel Good to Be a Gangster was in Office Space.
Yes.
So
yes.
I wanted to recreate the copier crashing scene with him.
Okay.
Since it's his song. So that would be fun.
For no particular reason, just to do it.
He's kind of a name, so it'll be exciting to have him on my show.
That'd be way
he lives
cool.
in Cherry Hill, so.
Yeah.
We did a hip-hop podcast together last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he's a cool guy.
You going to make your father-in-law clean up that copier when you're done?
Yes, I am.
You should get that on film.
And if he complains, I'll
pay you money.
I'll send a ghetto boy
after
him. If
you make a show that's you verbally abusing your father-in-law, I'll pay you for it.
Okay. He'd take it.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm super excited for this show.
Let's do it.
That'd be a great segment on this show. Yeah, get on my father-in-law.
Shut up, Bill! You live in my home! He owes
I need
me
new
money.
Lights.
You notice we're out of string cheese. Where's all the string cheese?
Now, I hope my wife doesn't listen to this.
She does.
She's an avid listener.
Yeah, she sends in all the mistakes we make about the Terminator universe.
Yeah.
She emails us about it.
She's a big Terminator
fact checker. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we also like to geek out on this show.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and we do it with a segment we like to call What You're Watching, What You're Reading, What You're Playing.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what we're watching, what we're reading, and what we're playing. Fox, you're new to the group. What have you been watching?
I just finished Glow.
Oh, don't. Now, without spoiling a scene,
what's the last scene?
I loved it, and I'm not even a wrestling fan. I watched it because I'm an avid Marin listener.
Yeah.
and he is very funny. And he's in it a lot more than I thought he would be.
He's the manager?
He's like the director. Because they're making a TV show. He's like the director. Oh, yeah. Nice. But acting's really good. Good. It's funny. I didn't realize it was a comedy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got Alison Brie in it.
Yeah.
She's in comedies. She was in Room.
Mad Men.
Okay. Was she in Mad Men?
Yep.
I didn't watch Mad Men.
Community, very dark show.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Very true.
But it was delightful. I don't want to ruin anything for you.
The wrestlers I talked to have all been criticizing Marin.
Oh, really?
Because he pronounces it wrestling.
Ah.
Wrestling.
Instead of wrestling. He pronounces it as if it was a three-syllable word.
But
wrestling.
His character had no background in it. He was like a B-movie director. Yeah, so it makes sense for him to get it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does a lot of coke and stuff. It's fun.
Well, in the 80s, it was also referred to as wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yes.
Andy Kaufman.
Exactly.
Wrestling.
Very good, Fox.
Yeah. That on the Crapulent this week, when I was asked who's my favorite wrestler, went with Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was another thing that Comedy Central would show all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Man on the Moon?
No, there was a documentary about him in wrestling.
A lot for the build-up for that movie. I used to watch that all the time. Yeah.
I loved it.
I liked that movie.
It's a good movie.
That's why I know what you guys are talking about.
But, the movie doesn't go into, how much time he spent in wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I got the impression that he did that bit for a long time.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, he does the bit where he beats up women.
Yes.
And then he does the bit where Jerry Lawler pile drives him.
Yes.
And then, he comes back and he apologizes to Lawler. And then they become a tag team. And then Andy Kaufman turns on him. there was a lot more of just... And, as two guys who occasionally get to wrestle, we would just constantly keep doing it.
Well, plus the wrestling world is the perfect environment for what Andy Kaufman,
exactly.
Yeah. Just trolling people and doing just weird storyline stuff. That was his life.
Yeah, bugging people.
Bothering people.
But it's really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
All right, I'm going to have to check it. It's next on the to-do list.
Yeah, do it.
Will do. William, you been watching anything good?
I started season 4 or 4.5. They did that split with Vikings.
I thought that show was over.
No, I kind of did. I love the first season. We talked about this
forever ago.
At Jester's.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Vikings, Fox?
No. What's it on?
History Channel.
Oh. Yeah. So you learn something when you watch it.
A little bit.
It's a highbrow show like Pawn Stars.
Yeah. I watched this video of a history professor talking about Vikings, and that was his, when people are like, how accurate is it? He's like, it's 50-50. Sometimes they get stuff really good. Sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know why they have cell phones.
Yeah.
That's a poor choice.
And their hair is very beautiful.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why they're playing football.
Well, they had a version of soccer, Noah.
Yeah, come on, Noah.
So there.
Whoa, okay.
He's very learned. He watches the History Channel.
Yeah, I watch the History Channel. I know what ancient aliens built stuff that we think brown people built, but we're wrong.
Noted. All
aliens built them. But no, it's good. Season 2 lost me. I didn't like it as much. Season 3 is pretty good. There's a lot of action. Yeah. I don't know, I like it. It's not... Vikings is not a, mind-blowingly good show.
Yeah.
It's good to have on while you're doing other stuff, which is the life I live.
Understood. That makes a lot of sense.
While I read another book.
You read and watch TV at the same time?
Sometimes I will.
Wow.
I'm not
Do you get confused?
No.
Why is this Viking being so mean to Tom Sawyer?
Ragnar Lothbrok, sure, he's using the N-word a lot. It's making me uncomfortable. I think that's Huck Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I read it.
Sequel.
I only read early American literature.
Oh, that's fine. There's good stuff in there.
And I named the two I'm aware of.
Do you like sequels better than the original? You go Huck Finn, Terminator 2?
Was Huck Finn a sequel to Tom Sawyer?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a spinoff.
Terminator 2.
It was the Joni Loves Chachi of
the Better Call Saul.
I like Terminator 2 better than Terminator 1.
I like Wayne's World 2 better than Wayne's World 1.
I do, too.
Oh, cool.
I like Back to the Future 2 more than I like Back to the Future 1.
Really?
I liked when N-word Jim lowered himself into that liquid metal magma
and Back to the Future.
Well, he too. Didn't. Tom Huck Finn lowered him because he N word Jim can't self terminate.
That's the mayor.
What?
And Back to the Future.
I'm so glad I didn't bring the speaker.
This it's my fault. I opened that door.
I'm sorry. This is the crash material you get on the Crapulent. I'm sorry. I forget where I am.
It was his name.
I'm doing a radio show on Philly Cam this Saturday. I got to be really careful.
Yeah, you're messing up real bad right now.
I'm a Viking.
No, what are you watching?
I watched the new Chappelle special on Netflix.
Which one?
The one where he talks about OJ a lot.
Okay.
I didn't super care for it.
No?
Like, it had its moments, but it wasn't like the usual Chappelle genius.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the things I was doing I felt were, like, really easy.
I gotcha. You gotta watch the other one. It's more, like, personal material. It's not as much, like, topical stuff, like OJ. But I think that one came out a little better.
I mean, I like the OJ stuff. He talks about how he met OJ Simpson 4 times.
Yeah.
But he brings it up randomly throughout
the
special.
Yeah, he interweaves it. Yeah.
So, like, that was kind of fun, but, like, it was like a gay superhero or something that wears something different every time he saves someone.
Is that what
he got some heat for that, too.
Yeah, I heard there's some problematic issues with his special.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. There was a lot of Bruce Jenner stuff. Like, it wasn't what I'm used to when I think of a Chappelle special. He also got old and fat.
Oh, did he?
It's a shame.
I can't imagine like a bulky.
Time did go past.
It's not really
I can't
fat.
Imagine
got, like,
a fat
bulky.
You get bulky. Yeah. Bulky's the word.
You get
I would
muscular.
Use.
It's like a ripped Chappelle.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
You got, is he building mass? Maybe he's just bulky. Getting ready to convert it into muscle.
Yeah, I think so. Killing Me Softly, though, is still, like, my favorite special of all time.
Absolutely.
I could watch that, like, repeatedly and still laugh.
And because it super bummed me out. He gets a huge applause break when he says, I have to sit at home and watch Key and Peele do my show every week.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean you have to?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you showed up at Comedy Central and were like, hey, I want my show back.
Exactly.
You would have your show.
Exactly.
It's not like someone was like, no, we have Key and Peele now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you get out of here?
And he acts like he invented the sketch show, too.
What?
He acts like he invented the format, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one else could do that now? Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. It made me grumpy, so I didn't care for it. A lot of people told me it was great, but I'll watch the other one.
Maybe I think that one was a little better.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to throw it back down to you, Fox. I'm going to ask you what you're reading.
The last book I read was actually a biography about Letterman because we had the author on the Crapulent. Just came out.
A biography about Letterman?
Yep.
I wasn't sure if you said Letterman or Weatherman.
Letterman. Who was a Weatherman?
Oh.
He started out in Indiana as a Weatherman.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. That's one thing you'll learn in the book.
In the book? How was the book?
It's good. It's called The Last Giant of Late Night. It was by Jason Zinnemann. He was a New York Times comedy critic. And we got to talk to him about it on our show, so that was cool.
You know, a lot of people have said that, like, the late night wars are over because Letterman left, but I feel like they're still going on.
There is, like, a tension.
It's not like it was, because I thought, as soon as you said it was called The Last Giant of Late Night, I was like, oh, I'll take that, Colbert. But, you know, like, even Colbert is not, like, Letterman.
Yeah, or, like, I get, yeah.
Carson, right?
Carson Daly?
Carson Daly.
He's really, truly the last giant of late night, Carson Daly.
I can't believe that show is still on.
It's crazy.
I saw that on my TV guide.
Oh,
Carson Daly is still a show.
I follow this website that tells you who's going to be on all the talk shows, and his show is constantly in reruns. Like, I don't know when was the last time he actually did a new episode.
Is he just syndicating himself?
Yeah.
But it's just as relevant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody notices.
It's really weird. William, you been reading anything good?
It's the stuff I've talked about. I haven't moved into like a new good juicy book.
No.
So I
maybe it's because of all the TV you're watching while you're trying to read.
It makes it tough to get through them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It may But that's why if I'm reading something, I make, so when I was reading that history book, I just put turn on. So if I get distracted, I'm just adding stuff to the story.
It's like director's commentary to the book.
That's why everybody in that history book is so attractive.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Makes sense.
I'll come back with something good in like a month when we record this podcast again.
When you guys bring a speaker.
When we get a speaker. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about really a book unless literature. I'm very loud.
All right. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I'm going to cheat this week. You're cheating. And I went back to How Did This Get Made, and they had an awesome one about The Running Man.
Yeah, I listened to that one.
The Running Man's a great movie, right?
Yes.
Fox?
Didn't they like I've never it? Seen it.
You've never seen The Running Man?
No.
What? Oh, it's
I'm
one of
sorry.
My favorites.
Oh,
man.
I'll be going now.
Yeah, get out of here.
I keep screwing up tonight.
Yeah, it's bad.
Was that required viewing for tonight?
Yeah, you got an email.
Yes.
Have you not watched The Predator?
I haven't seen The Predator.
Get out of this room.
I'm sorry.
The two Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse Ventura team-up movies?
Wow. Yeah. Now I have to watch both now.
Yeah.
I didn't
know
that.
It's patriotic.
I voted for him. Both of them.
Did
illegally,
you?
Yeah.
What?
My two favorite governors. What?
How?
You could vote in any election you want. Pretty easy. I don't know if you heard Trump talking about it. It's a big problem.
Did you just get on one of those buses that the Democrats
had?
And
exactly.
Around?
Called
and
Delilah. Then I voted for Republican governors. Really stuck it to him.
Yeah.
Got
him.
Yeah.
Man, you probably were very young when Jesse Ventura was elected.
Yeah, I was like 12.
Yeah. Man, they
but
really...
I was really into politics.
Yeah, that's right. I was in sixth grade when that happened.
If you were in sixth grade, I was probably...
Fourth or
third,
yeah.
Holy cow.
Only had one kid by then.
Yeah. That was tough. Getting through fifth grade finals, raising a baby.
It's tough, yeah.
Wait, you should have asked the baby for help.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was going to be such a prodigy.
Yeah, he's so good at it.
Yeah, man.
Well, he is Jesus. So.
He is Jesus, that's right.
Really good on the callbacks.
That was great.
Shame no one can hear this.
The listeners.
Fox.
Don't forget the listeners. No, I want to talk about The Running Man. It's a good movie.
Yeah. See, I bring this up every chance I can. My favorite genre of film is murder game show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So anytime where, you know, you have to play a game, and if you lose, you die, I'm in for that movie.
What's the best one?
Best one? Battle Royale is up there. I've only seen it once, but Battle Royale is so good.
Who's in that? Jimmy Stewart?
Asian people.
Yeah. Asian people, okay.
Is it Japanese or is it Korean?
It's Japanese.
Is
that Kurosawa?
Film.
Yep.
And
he's the only one that's ever made movies.
Exactly. That's.
It's about a class, like, the new law is they pick a 8th grade class, 7th grade class at random, and they put them on an island, and the last one to survive gets a job.
What?
Well, it's very Hunger Games-esque. I know it came before Hunger Games, but it's because it's a game show there, too. It's like the most popular.
I don't know if people are watching it, though, because they're all surprised it's happening.
Is it hosted by Steve Harvey?
No, it's actually hosted by the guy who hosted MXC.
What's that?
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge? Aw.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to stop talking.
You know, I read the manga.
The manga?
Mm-hmm. The manga. And it's definitely a game show in that. But I don't know. I forget the movie.
But the rule is that you get a backpack of supplies, and each one has a weapon in it.
Nice.
But it's assigned at random. So, like, one guy gets a machine gun, and then someone else gets, like, a crossbow, and someone else gets, like, a vial of poison.
What?
It's so good. You have to read, because subtitle.
Yeah, they speak a different language in Japan.
But
I don't know how to read.
That one is really fun. I'm a big fan.
That's awesome. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I got to check out now.
Yeah. We gave you
what
a lot
you
of homework.
I'm not cultured.
Watching Paw Patrol?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah. So good. They had a Battle Royale episode, though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Now that you were explaining it, it sounded very familiar. I saw it on Paw Patrol.
Did any of them die?
So many dead puppies.
All but one.
All but one.
Those are the rules.
The main patrol
dog. Which puppy lived?
Frederick. So,
he's
my favorite.
Damnation?
Does he have fire truck powers? I don't know that much about Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
I don't have children.
He just hits people with the fire hose.
He hits them?
Well, you know, with the water.
Oh, with the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. course you watch Octonauts?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think those are the two kids shows I still know.
It kind of jumped the shark in season 12.
There's 12 seasons of Octonauts?
Yeah. But, you know, still has his moments.
Or Kylo. Kylo's a big kid one.
Caillou,
excuse me.
He's still around? That's old, isn't it?
Yeah. He keeps beating the cancer.
really dragging out that storyline.
Yeah. His mom's Laura Linney. And it's a good show.
And he starts making meth to pay for his healthcare.
Gets really dark.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler. Good show. He doesn't make it at the end.
The spinoff is really good, too. His friend becomes a lawyer. It's pretty cool.
If I had known any other character on that show, there would have been a great Better Call
Leo.
Blank.
His name's Leo.
Better Call Leo.
It's too late now, guys.
Sorry.
This is going to be a great sketch that we shoot for your talk show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Has anyone thought of that yet?
I don't think so.
That's brilliant. Let's do it.
We give away $1 million ideas on this show all the time.
Let's cut that part out.
All right. Noted.
Just keep it for us?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're back. I cut it.
Well, just don't Ramon us out of the idea.
Oh, I won't.
Don't you dare.
He's making shifty eyes.
This is visual, too, right?
Well, I describe it to everybody.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So Fox, what are you playing?
What am I playing? The last thing I played was on Game the Gamer.
Oh, yes. Well done, sir.
Where everyone was furious at me for not dancing.
Yeah.
Why didn't you dance?
Because Dave wasn't dancing. I felt weird standing when he was kneeling.
You have dance pads?
Yeah, I have the dance pads, yeah. Have you not seen the show?
No. I don't care for it.
Yeah, Andrew Fox was in the pilot for Game the Gamer, and the Kickstarter is live now.
Yeah.
Which is something I probably should have mentioned way earlier in this show.
No, you got to surprise them with it. People skip past the
intro?
The plug, so you got to be like, Game the Gamer.
Gotcha.
you heard it anyway.
But the thing I've been getting a lot of feedback on is that people are upset that you had to play with the dance pad and did not dance because you talk about dancing the whole time.
I know. Oh. I'm ashamed.
And then on top of that, they're really upset that you go out early.
Oh, really?
Because you're very entertaining.
Oh, that's good for my ego. Thank you so much.
And then you're gone, and we're left with Ramon and Derek. And
Boy. Yeah, if I dance, I think I would have won.
Yeah, I think you would have. Your trained feet.
Yeah, man. I have to redeem myself one day. Donate to that Kickstarter.
Yeah, we'll bring you
back. So I get the chance. Yeah. I'll dance my heart out next time. That's a promise.
Yeah.
Incentive to donate.
We are considering doing an episode where we bring back people who have lost. Derek's already trying to grab that spot. But
well, he's going to be way off in Connecticut by then.
Yeah, that's true.
Coming back.
No. We're done. William, you play anything good?
Oh, man. I just recently got reset up with gaming systems because I moved.
Right.
I don't have to play anything new. I started Overwatch again, and it feels weird because I don't have any of the skins that everybody else has, and it makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. Well done.
I'm bad at it.
Yeah? It has not changed?
Well, I was decent at it before. Now I'm full-blown bad.
Fun. So that's always the best way to play.
Interesting.
A game. When you're bad at
it. No, it's not. Don't just say things.
I like it.
No, are you playing anything?
Yeah, I'm playing Broforce.
Broforce?
Broforce, it's a game
Bernie Broforce?
You're a bro, and your bros have been captured, so you have to go to other countries and rescue them and give the country liberty, because they hate liberty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you play as several different bros, and when you save bros, you unlock bros.
Okay.
And bros include... I forgot all of them. The Brocketeer, the Brodoc Saints.
There's two of them.
You play as two of them. Brogyver.
That's a stretch.
Brochetti.
Have we not talked about this, or did we talk about it in our personal lives?
I think we talked about it in our personal lives. Robro Cop.
Yeah, I remember getting more and more mad at the stretch names.
Yeah, it got pretty bad, but I recently
got... Why would you go Robocop?
Robocop.
No, Brobocop.
Brobrocop?
Brobocop.
Brobocop?
Brobocop.
Is there a Brozo the Clown?
There's no Bros. Not yet. I haven't saved all the bros.
Oh, I hope so.
I did get...
Brody? Adrian Brody.
I didn't get Adrian Brody yet.
He plays the piano.
I also get... But I unlocked Ellen Ripro.
Yeah, see, that's the worst
tough
one of all.
That's a pretty tough one. But it was good to get a lady.
Ellen Cleghorn?
Yeah, that's good.
No. No. No, I'm sorry.
So that's what I've been playing.
Oh, cool.
Kathy Brates.
All right.
It's not any worse than Alan, whatever you said.
Alan Bro?
Robocop.
No.
I lost all my steam. I'm tired again.
All right, we got to play a game.
Yeah.
Play a game?
Reel it in.
Sure, let's play a game.
All right. We are going to put up these little Spider-Man toys that we won from Shane in our lost episode. So.
What?
You can give the. Yeah, we lost that episode.
How?
I keep doing it. I keep not recording it correctly.
Whoa. Oh, no. How are you going tonight?
This one is good. This
are
one
you
I've,
sure?
I've 100% made sure it was good.
Shane's was so good.
It was.
Everybody,
no more Shane.
No one. You guys will never know. It may have been the best podcast.
Yeah, we talked about Iceland a lot. It was great.
No one gets to hear me talk about Iceland.
We'll bring him back on.
Andrew, what do you know about Iceland?
It's green. And Greenland
that's
is made of
true.
Ice.
All right, moving on. that Mighty Ducks lie makes me mad.
That's right.
They're
that's
both
right.
Icy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Emilio.
Emilibro Esteban.
Emilibro.
So we're putting up these Spider-Man toys. What did you bring?
Oh, well, I know you guys are big film buffs, so I got the vinyl copy of the Graduate soundtrack.
That's got to be a pretty good soundtrack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all Peter Simon Garfunkel.
That's a pretty cool one.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I went to the record store today.
I wish.
Found the most random thing I could find.
I had a thing that could play this.
You don't have a record player?
I don't.
Vinyl's back, man.
Yeah. Get them at Hot Topic now.
Yeah, you got to get one.
I'm not... I have it on my phone.
Well, you have vinyl on your phone?
Yeah, I got that phone that has a little needle.
Okay, that's cool.
It just plays the record.
Wow, I'll tell you, that's for the last time, the Duke didn't do that.
Yeah, it was in the commercial. Let's make more jokes about 15-year-old commercials.
Yeah, let's do that.
Remember those frogs that said Budweiser?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's three of them. All
right. That's right.
Cavemen. What, Sully Insurance?
Gecko's still around. He's doing good.
Gecko's doing way better.
He's the last giant car insurance commercials.
Yeah, and slow skis. There's turtles that like slow internet.
Yeah. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
We only got one audience member, so come on up here. With your Harley Quinn toy.
It's so weird here.
Yeah, now there's no audience. It's just
there's reviews for the Graduate. Sorry.
Hey.
Thank you. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Laura Ashley.
Hi, Laura. Welcome back on the show.
They have reviews for the movie The Graduate on the back of this record.
That's a good selling point.
That's like
point.
An amazing soundtrack, though.
No, the soundtrack's good. I'm just saying, if I had this, big man, I want to watch The Graduate. Oh, I can only listen to it.
Then you could reenact all the scenes. That's fun.
Oh.
Get on a bus.
Yeah, you two can interrupt a wedding and run off with the bride. Yeah. And
would I be Dustin Hoffman or one of the other people in the movie?
You could be Buck Henry.
You can
is
be
that
Mrs.
the lady?
Robinson.
Anne Bancroft. She was married to Mel Brooks.
For a really
so you know
long
that,
time.
But you've never seen The Predator.
I've never seen The Graduate.
I haven't either.
We're going to play a game.
Is it what we've been watching?
No, it's good. We're going to play a round of Google Feud.
Ooh.
Love Google Feud. I'm going to give you part of a Google search.
Okay.
You have to tell me one of the top 10 auto-completes for it.
Ooh.
Everyone will get a chance to answer every question. We'll start with Will.
Okay.
What is worse than...
Oh. What is worse than...
What is worse than... What is worse
What's than? Popular to hate right now?
So many
people
things.
Don't like fidget spinners.
Ooh.
Worse than...
What is worse than...
I don't... biting your tongue. I hate that.
Okay.
Not metaphorically, but actually.
Biting
your tongue.
What would that mean, metaphorically?
You know, to bite your tongue.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm tired.
Not there.
Ooh.
You spell biting right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say this because I feel like this always comes up no matter what you're searching. Diarrhea.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of diarrhea.
Yeah, what could be worse than that?
Nothing in my experience.
Not on there.
Cancer?
It's bad.
Cancer's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Worse than diarrhea.
Not there.
All right, we suck, guys.
What is worse than the devil? Deplorable? What is worse than deplorable? The flu?
It's bad.
Trash? What is worse than trash? Satan?
He's on there twice.
Beelzebub?
Good for you.
A swamp? Hell? What is worse than hell?
Three references.
What is worse than a rapist?
All
right.
What is
a
worse
serial
than
rapist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is worse than cancer? No, I think it's happening. I think I'm hitting the autocomplete and it's adding a space, and that's right. So that's 9,000 points for Laura.
Hooray!
And number one answer is what is worse than death?
Ooh, okay. That makes sense. Public speaking.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
I have that fear.
I have.
I imagine you don't eat. You do?
Yeah.
You do stand up.
I'm jittery right now.
You scared the whole time?
All these people watching us?
You're not turned on?
No.
Oh, I am. Like a lot.
I can tell.
Fox?
Yes.
Cars are too.
How's the two spelled?
T-O-O.
T-O-O?
Yeah.
Is it like one word? Or are you finishing a sentence?
What would the autocomplete be?
Noisy.
Noisy. Spell that right. Noisy. Not on there.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say loud, but that's too close to noisy.
Loud?
Can I say loud?
You can say loud.
Loud. Meh.
Not on there.
Fair?
Huh.
Oh, good.
Ooh, the devil. No.
Cancer.
Too expensive.
Expensive.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good answer.
Thanks, family.
Thanks,
the number two answer. That's good for 9,000 points, tying you with Laura.
I'm going to get this record.
Cars are too powerful, heavy, fast, big, dangerous,
big,
complex,
what?
Mainstream.
Ugh.
Cars are too mainstream.
Just some little tiny hipster.
Yeah.
Too powerful.
Expensive in Australia. Expensive, and the number one answer is complicated.
Complicated.
You don't understand them.
Complicated. All right, final round. We'll start with Laura. Zachary.
Zachary.
Crap, there's a...
Oh, my God. Zachary Morris.
Zachary Morris. Not there, but I probably spelled it wrong, so we'll find out later.
Save the bell, yay.
Zachary.
Is it me?
Yes, Will.
Is there a One Direction Zach? No.
I do not know. No. I'm sorry.
I don't know any... Zachary Galifianakis. You don't have to try. We'll just find it out later, no?
Finakis.
I don't think it's spelled
I
right.
I spelled it wrong. We'll find out later.
Taylor. Like the president.
Zachary Taylor.
Because people are stupid.
Oh my God. It's the number two answer.
Oh.
We are currently tied at 9,000 points.
Hold on, I might get on there.
Mabry. Zachary King, who's a guy I went to school with.
Oh, good for him.
Zachary Gordon, 2016.
Cool.
Zachary Orr. Zachary Poina. Zachary Cole Smith. Zachary Gordon. Zachary Quinto. Zachary Taylor, and Zachary Levi.
Hmm.
I know one of those.
Is Levi of the pants?
Of the pants family.
The pants Levi's.
Pants Patrol.
Zachary Quinto is Spock.
All right.
Oh.
So we get
Siler?
Yeah.
We got to go to a bonus round.
All right.
What?
Will.
Okay.
I think I'm a...
Ooh. Ooh. I think... Something you wouldn't be sure about that starts with an A. Because I would have maybe gone gay, but you wouldn't be a gay.
I'm a gay.
I'm a gay.
All the things I could think of, you really shouldn't have to Google. I think I'm in atheist.
A-atheist.
Damn it. Maybe the N comes up. And...
Not there. Fox.
Hypochondriac.
Chondriac. Not there. What? Probably spelled it wrong. We'll see.
Girl.
Girl.
See, that's a legit thing to...
Yeah.
Not there.
Boo.
I think I'm a serial killer.
Well, you won't know until the third one, right? You're just a regular killer.
I think I'm a robot.
What?
I think I'm a cheerleader. Not sure. Think yeah, I am.
All right.
I think I'm a sociopath Reddit.
Okay.
I think I'm a ghost. I think I'm a cat. I think I'm a sociopath. I think I'm a sofa. I'm pretty sure that's a line from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
Ford, I think I'm a sofa.
I guess people are just Googling that.
I guess, yeah.
Like that, oh, what's that line from kind of Google?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
I think I'm a bunny. And I think I'm a clone now.
That's a legit worry. Now.
Good song.
Yeah. All right, Fox, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
All right.
And it's simply Bobby.
Moynihan.
Moynihan.
Who is that? Why do I know that name?
SNL fame.
Oh, yep.
He is Huey, Dewey, or Louie on the new DuckTales. Right.
I probably
know
spelled it wrong, but it didn't come up. Lara.
Pin.
Pin? Oh, Bobby Pin. Ooh.
No.
Bobby. Not there.
Balls.
Bobby, comma, what they call cops in England. No. Bobby's World? I don't know. I don't know any
just
Bobbies.
Do you want to do with World?
Yeah, just do World.
Not there. Bobby Orr, Bobby Womack, Bobby Kennedy, Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Womack.
I have no idea. Okay. Bobby Fischer's the Chesh guy.
Yeah.
Bobby Vinton, Bobby Knight, Bobby Schermidur, Bobby Darin, Bobby Flay, and Bobby Brown.
What?
Oh, Bobby
guys, we're really good at this week.
So Bobby's tough.
Okay, Laura.
Okay.
Hopefully this game will end. What if I lied on my...
What if I lied on my driver's license?
Driver's... license. Not there.
I mean, is it me?
Yes.
It's taxes. It's got to be taxes.
Ooh.
Taxes. That's the number 9 answer.
Ooh.
So you got to get better than 9.
What if I lied on my... SATs?
How do you lie on them?
Maybe you put
have
a wrong
someone else
name.
Take your...
Not there. What if I lied on my unemployment, my taxes, my tax return, my job application, my college application, my FAFSA, my resume, my answers, my deathbed?
It wouldn't matter. You'd be dead.
And the number 1 answer is CV. What if I lied on my CV? But that means with 11,000 points, Will is our winner this week.
Champion.
Thank you so much for coming up here.
As you watch the History Channel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vikings.
Fox, we got to get out of here. Anything you would like to plug?
Hey, July 5th, 10 o'clock, Philly's Funniest Helium Comedy Club. Come to the tap room first and see me bomb
there.
What
time's your
show? 10.
10?
So I'm going to come and then go there.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go with it.
So follow me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to go.
Okay.
I lied to you.
It's all good.
Cool.
Yeah, and the Crapulent. We're not live anymore, so just look for the podcast, iTunes, thecrapulent.com. Noah's on this Sunday, so you're in for a treat.
Yeah. Twitter?
Twitter. I don't use it a lot, but it's at andfox10.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.
One-timers club.
Yeah. Will, anything to add?
I'm all out of callbacs. I used them all up.
Yeah, we did use a lot of callbacks out there. Be sure to give us 5 stars on iTunes, 5 stars on Stitcher. Vote for us on podcast.com. Make us the podcast of the month. Upcoming shows include we're canceled on the 6th and we're canceled on the 13th.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we'll be back the 20th.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
Yeah,
we'll
be back the 20th. I'm working on a really good guest for the 20th.
Ooh, a good guest.
Is it Ramon Bender?
It's not Ramon Bender. It's a good guest.
Ooh, a good guest.
This is going to prove he doesn't listen. And as always, we would like to thank Ben Affleck for making the show possible and keeping the streets of Gotham City safe. This is the Plus 2 Comedy Podcast. We don't have a speaker.
Sorry.